Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
That's the Drifters bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the name on the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's the co-host of Business Igniters Radio. She's the CEO of Business Advancement, and she's here in her 10th year as a member of our Brain Trust. Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about how to be a better leader in 2016. We've been talking about the power of uncertainty, the importance of focusing on the big idea, and now talk to us about collaborating, because this is a big deal. You know, when I started talking about the 21st century back in the 20th century, I said this is one of the three things that we were going to have to get good at. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think if you go back to what we've been talking about over this last time that we're talking, is that we said that there's a power of uncertainty. You focus on the big idea. To get to new options and new opportunities, one of the best ways is to break our habits of who we think of as a collaborator and a competitor, mm-hmm. and we have to develop new habits. I mean, how often do you say, well, that company over there, they're my competitor, I can't deal with them. But you know what? Co-opetition, the right. idea of collaborating with even your competitors is something we're going to see a lot more of in 2016 to come up with some new ideas.
And I'll tell you something else, Pam. The younger generation, the Gen Y, who are almost all now in the marketplace, they're going to have a different way of thinking about doing business than we did coming up. You're a whole lot younger than me, but in my background. You know, I was trained by people who were, you know, who were, they were born at almost the turn of the last century. You know, some of my old mentors, and when I first came up, and so their idea of competing was a whole lot different than it's going to be in the next decade.
So we're also seeing that with, especially in small businesses, but really every size company, we have so many more alliances. But the idea yep. is that these are companies that are not under our authority, per se. And so we have to come up with new ways of looking at who's important, who isn't, and how can we use our power of persuasion in different ways, and how can we look at win-win kinds of partnering.
And that I'd like to encourage you to think about that with customers, Pam. And I know you talk about this a lot too, because to me, for really all my life, I have tried to get customers to make them believe. I've tried to perform in a way that makes them feel like I wasn't just a vendor, but I was their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge part, in my opinion. That's a huge advantage to competing when you're competing. What do you think?
Absolutely, that's true, and it comes from listening, really listening to what it is that they need. So dropping our agenda, and then also then saying,
that's right.
What are they really telling us? What do they need? And how can I be creative? Focus on the big idea of what I'm there to help them with.
Right.
And come up with a new solution that maybe is a little outside of what we would normally think of as, okay, that's what I'm going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a partner to me. When somebody approaches me and says, I want to help you to grow your business in a particular way, and they say, well, what is it that you're trying to achieve? What are you trying to accomplish? And they listen, and they really get it. Then I'll start thinking of them as a partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, and see, here's one of the markers you can look for. I want my customers to think of me so fondly and so much like a partner that if a competitor brings them a proposal, they call me in to help them evaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. I've done that for customers.
That's true.
That's when you know that you've got a great relationship. That's very, very key. Pam, what's coming up on Growth Igniters Radio? What's your next deal?
We're going to actually have an interview with Whitney Johnson, who wrote a wonderful book called Disrupt Yourself.
All right.
And that's coming up next Wednesday. But be sure and look at this particular episode 40, which is our holiday book pairings episode.
All right. So check that out at growthignitersradio.com. Hey, Pam, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks.
Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen. Also, businessadvance.com is their main website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.